Welcome, dear listeners, to Aligned Expressions. I am your host, Sherry Stein, and I'm thrilled to embark on this transformative journey with each and every one of you. As a seasoned color design psychologist, aromatherapy specialist, feng shui practitioner, therapeutic yoga teacher, and Ayurveda lifestyle enthusiast, I've dedicated my life to helping others achieve balance and well-being. Through my brand, SBW Aligned Expressions, I offer mentoring services to those seeking a holistic and wellness-centered approach to living their best lives. This podcast is an extension of that commitment, a space to delve into the profound intersections of color, yoga, Ayurveda, feng shui, and design psychology. In each episode, I have the privilege of sitting down with some incredible wellness professionals from diverse backgrounds and experiences. Together, we explore the powerful impact of color on our emotions, the healing properties of yoga and Ayurveda, and the ways in which design psychology can shape our environments for optimal well-being. I am not just here to inform, but to inspire. Aligned Expressions is a platform for meaningful conversations that illuminate the path to a more harmonious and balanced life. I invite you to join me on this enriching journey as we uncover the secrets to holistic living and well-being. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of the Aligned Expressions community. Together, let's explore the profound beauty and wisdom that emerges when we align our expressions with the essence of holistic well-being and welcoming to our journey into wellness. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Aligned Expressions. I want to welcome to a very special episode of Aligned Expressions podcast as we celebrate March, which is National Color Therapy Month. In honor of this vibrant occasion, we have the privilege of hosting a true master of color and design in the realm of boutique home accessories, ceramic designer extraordinaire Kyle Lee of Ceramic Meltdown. Originally from White Plains, New York, and now a proud resident of Brooklyn, Kyle Lee's artistic journey is as rich and diverse as the hues he employs in his creations. With over two decades of experience as a ceramicist, Kyle has honed his craft to perfection, sculpting voluptuous vessels and fine-tuned cups that serve as his canvas for intricate hand-painted designs and captivating surface treatments. As a testament to his artistic prowess, Kyle's work has been showcased in solo and group exhibitions, not only in New York City, but across international galleries, earning him a well-deserved place in private collections around the world. Currently, Kyle is deeply immersed in exciting projects for esteemed establishments such as West Elm, the Brooklyn Museum, the New York Historical Society, Princeton University Art Museum, and many more. Additionally, he generally imparts his expertise through classes at the renowned Gas Works New York Ceramic Studio in Brooklyn. Today, in honor of National Color Therapy Month, Kyle Lee joins me to share his profound insights into the transformative power of color and design in boutique home accessory design. Prepare to be enchanted by his boundless creativity, innovative spirit, and unwavering passion for ceramics. Without further ado, let's extend a warm welcome to the immensely talented Kyle Lee. All right. So I am so excited to bring Kyle on to Aligned Expressions. Kyle, how are you? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm exhausted, but I'm doing great.
You and me both. So one of the things that I'm really excited about, Kyle, is the work that you do. I've been following you for 2 years, and I've been purchasing quite a few of your products, and I have more that I have on my list that I want to purchase. And I absolutely love what you do as an artist. So tell me.
Thank you.
What brought you to ceramics? Tell me your story, your journey into that.
Yeah, my ceramic journey is long. So I was actually at the School of Visual Arts in Washington, D.C. Sorry, the Corcoran School of Art.
Okay.
In Washington, D.C. I used to be a painter. A fine arts painter. I used to paint acrylic on canvas, but I used to walk by the ceramic program there and just get energized by it.
Okay.
But I never touched clay. Fast forward many years, I've always worked in IT as well. And I currently also, I'm an IT director for a company here in New York, but that comes with a lot of stress. So I guess it was about 2003, I decided that I needed to get rid of some of that stress, and I decided to take a ceramics class. And kind of already feeling that I should be having clay in my hands so many years prior, and I just decided to take this class, and I never stopped. And it was a great therapy for that stress as well that I was experiencing. Still is.
Yeah. I totally get that because I'm actually an artist myself.
Mm-hmm.
I do watercolors and I do art dolls.
Oh, okay.
And I got into that for the same reason. It just is a great way to relieve stress and it's just relaxing to do.
Right.
And you are just like amazing at it. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your creative process. When you're crafting these beautiful vases, cups, and bowls, what inspires your designs and shapes? I just absolutely love.
Well, you know, deep down, there's a Basquiat inspiration. Although it doesn't come out in all of my pieces, but most of the ones that are hand-painted, then you really kind of see that influence. And then there's the other side of me that is a design side, kind of. I love color, so I apply a lot of color. I apply a lot of geometric shapes, and you know that's kind of that drives me. It's organized, if you will, on that side, and that's kind of the other side of my brain.
Mm. So you mentioned color, and that obviously plays a significant role in your art. Could you share your approach to selecting and combining the colors in your work? Are there particular palettes or combinations that you find yourself drawn to?
Usually, primary colors are the ones that grab me first.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I like the pastels. It doesn't matter what color it is, really.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they overlap and can form another color, say blue and yellow, or blue and yellow will create a green. So I'm focused on the overlap of color and what colors come from those overlaps as I'm creating.
So it's more intuitive.
It's very intuitive, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an intuitive decorator, designer, artist, and I don't overthink the whole process.
Right.
I just do it. And it just sounds like that's where you are coming from with your art. Were you always interested in colors and so forth? Was that something
Yes, it's always been since I was a young guy. You know, mm-hmm. I've always been interested in the arts, but color has always been a part of that.
Got it. So accessorizing with your ceramic pieces, they definitely have a unique flair. And that's why I love them as far as how you create your shapes for these vases, especially.
Right.
Absolutely love it.
Some of them are hand thrown.
Okay.
And some of them I've hand through them in the past, but because of the production side of my business and I had to produce quite a bit, I now slipcast them. I'm not sure if everybody knows what that is, but it's really having a mold of the hand-thrown piece and then pouring liquid clay in the mold and creating production work. The same vase over and over and over again. But I didn't want that to be the primary portion of my ceramic business. I still wanted to create on the wheel or hand build them and keep that creativity behind it. Once during COVID, I actually partnered with West Elm, and that's what's driving those production pieces.
Wow. Okay. And how do you envision your pieces being incorporated into different settings or decorating styles? Do you think?
Yeah, it's different. You know, I look at my customers. What type of customers look at or purchase my work? There's, you know, those people that like that geometric type color selection, black and white even. There's, you know, specific customers that like it just black and white. There's specific customers that also love color. And then there's those eclectic, I call them eclectic, that love an abstract, painterly type of design.
Okay.
You know, so it's really the West Elm pieces are very simplistic, but with repetitive color and design, ovals on vases. Mm-hmm. And then everything else is whatever it turns out to be, really.
Well, you're doing such a fine job. Are you still working with West Elm, or are you?
I'm still working with West Elm. I'm not going to drop any negative words about that relationship at this time, but it was good for a while, but it's tapered down, and I am considering leaving that relationship.
Okay. Are you working with other major furniture manufacturers?
Things have changed over time. It's not the retail or the corporate retail businesses that I am dealing with now. It's more museums and galleries, and those have been really successful. I have a show that's going up in Missoula, Montana, and I just shipped 20 pieces off to that show. You know, I have stuff in Brooklyn Museum. I have work in the New York Historical Society. I was part of the Thomas Cameron exhibit that they had there.
Wow.
Are you familiar with Cameron?
Oh, yes.
So they did an exhibit at the New York Historical Society, and I was part of the video for that exhibit, and I actually had work there in their museum shop as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and the Virginia Commonwealth University Museum of Art, the museum shops seem to really work for me.
Okay. Are you in any of the shops in the Washington, D.C. area?
Not in Washington, D.C. Not that I'm aware of.
Well, I'll have to refer some to you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Your stuff is just absolutely great. March is National Color Therapy Month. And one of the things that I really like to educate my listeners, who are a lot of them are design enthusiasts, about is how color can create healing and nourishing spaces.
Okay.
How do you feel that the work you do helps to do that with the colors that you choose?
Well, I feel like the work that I'm doing is more of there's an energy behind them. And it's whether you're dealing with cool colors or warm colors, it's the energy that they project. And it's also the mood of the customer as well. You know, it's, you know, somebody who might have an all-white living room may just want to pop that warm color energy into their space. I know, like, for example, my brother has like one of those vases, but it's in blue and he keeps it in his bathroom where it's like, it's a cooler energy. And then, you know, it just really depends on the person. But I tend to make them all. I'm preparing for those different energy levels to come my direction. And it also makes me feel great to see I have a whole shelf full of new vases right now, and they're every possible color that you can imagine. I spray all of my color on to the vases so that I get a nice blending of pinks and blues and oranges and really intense yellow colors. And it gives me energy to see those as a grouping.
Well, I absolutely agree that your work does that. It brings energy to my kitchen with the mug that I have and my cereal bowls. And
oh, nice.
And I'm getting ready to place an order next week for some more stuff. So you'll see it coming through.
Okay.
So tell me, where can my listener find you and your products?
Right. So I'm located in Brooklyn, New York.
Mm-hmm.
My studio is called Ceramic Meltdown Studio. You can reach me by email at ceramic.meltdown@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can purchase on my website at www.ceramicmeltdown.com. If you are on a social media hunt, you can find me on Instagram at Ceramic Meltdown and also on Facebook as Ceramic Meltdown.
And you can purchase his products on Instagram.
On Instagram and on Facebook as well. Sure.
Yeah, that's where I usually purchase. So
yeah.
Thank you so much for this
wonderful interview
and celebration of National Color Therapy Month.
Yes.
I am looking forward to seeing more from you.
You will, because I've got a lot to put out there on the website. So don't go there yet. Give me a week or two and you will have all new work out there.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.